The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Peace, love, and chaos. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Everyone loves music festivals, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they love them.
There's a certain mythology around them, I think, that people are like, wow, like this is an experience. This is like a once in a lifetime kind of
thing. You have to be there.
Yeah. Or like, and it's so in our zeitgeist, like Coachella, for example, where it's like, I know what that looks like, but just to like be at that place at that point in time, very important.
It's very important.
Powerful.
And if you don't go, well, you get FOMO.
Yeah.
And you can die from FOMO.
That's true.
You can die from
That's true. I've heard my aunt's cousin died from FOMO. It was actually heartbreaking, you know?
Yeah. And you just die from overdose
on FOMO. It was really long and painful death.
I actually got that from one of Michelle's friends, Jenny, said, made that comment, you can die from FOMO, and I thought that was really funny.
Yeah.
Well, for all these music festivals to exist, there had to have been ones that came before to pave the way.
That's right.
And Woodstock is...
That's the one.
That is number one. And, you know, the people that loved Woodstock were like, it's the 25th anniversary.
Yeah.
Let's do one. Woodstock 94, and then they were like, hold on, let's do another one. Let's do another one in 5 years.
Greedy.
Yeah.
How greedy.
I think Woodstock 99, they were like, okay, well, we learned some lessons from Woodstock 94, which I remember, you know, MTV really pushed that, and then people just like literally playing in disgusting mud with like, you know, hepatitis in it and whatever other
just
gross
slip sliding down mud slides in like print dresses.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't remember, like, I know about it, but like the only images that come to mind is like a torrential mud downpour.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe a guitar.
And total complete chaos.
Yeah.
And Woodstock 99 is like, you know what? We're going to do this again 5 years later.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like...
Exactly. With the arrogance of Fyre Festival, before Fyre Festival was even a thing.
Well, why I kind of started thinking about Woodstock in general is because I wanted to do one on Fyre Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously we're all obsessed with it. And this is pre us doing this podcast. Mm-hmm. And then in the kind of middle of us doing this podcast, and the two documentaries came out. And I was like, well, what are we going to say about it that hasn't already been said? But I was like, it got me thinking like, disastrous music festivals is pretty amazing.
It's
rife with amazingness.
Oh, so much, so much.
So we're gonna go to Woodstock 1999 if that's okay with you.
Let me think about it. Yes.
Okay. I need to make sure though. Do you like your rap music mixed with your rock and roll?
Oh, Hell
well, yeah. Then this is going to be the festival for you.
Okay, take me there. Yeah,
I will. We're having a really good time.
We're having a great time.
We're having a great time.
We're off the, you know, we got through a year.
We got through a year.
We're here.
We're doing it. If anyone is coming from the video I did with my good friend Trisha Paytas. My friend Trisha Paytas. I mentioned Ghost Town on one of her videos, and a bunch of people messaged, said they were going to check it out. If you're one of them, thank you. If you're not one of them, you're here. So
yeah, you made
thank
it
you.
Somehow.
Yeah, you're.
Did I go on a date with you and drunkenly tell you about Ghost Town podcast?
Would that make them be here or not be here?
Be there, because I am an amazing, I'm a siren. You get too close, and then you get destroyed by this podcast.
Okay.
In a good way.
In a good way. In a good fun way.
Please stay.
We are, speaking of disasters, because this episode is going to be about disasters, we are going to put out an extra mini episode.
How you like that?
Starting this Friday.
You don't have to wait that long for it.
You don't have to wait that long. It'll be pretty much failures, that did not go well. Sometimes, it's the fault of perhaps the person, the place of the thing, or sometimes, you know what? It just didn't work out.
So many things can contribute to something being an utter failure. It will be fascinating.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about things beyond the scope of what we usually talk about. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be sexy.
It's going to be in the world of Ghost Town. Yeah, our ride's here again, the helicopter.
Yeah, I feel like the helicopter comes every time we start.
Do you hear it when we're not doing it?
No.
No, okay, so it's only...
This is our guardian. This is our spirit animal, which is offensive to say.
I'm going
to
be sad when we don't have it, I think.
Yeah, I think so. It'll feel like less. It almost feels like we edited it in to seem important.
Yeah.
We didn't.
It's like,
this is just my dangerous neighborhood.
It's like, you know the movie Apocalypse Now?
Nope.
No, well, that's it. It's that helicopter sound, I guess. You got it. So for the foreseeable future, on Fridays, we're going to do things of a... failure nature.
It's going to get you into the weekend in a way where you're like, you know what? My weekend is not a failure because I've already tapped out on this fun failure. My weekend's going to be a success.
Yeah.
I'm going to learn from it. But so much of what we talk about on this podcast is about failures or things that didn't go the way we planned it or history planned it. So we're taking little snippets of that, little tender vittles, and giving them to you.
Because there's so much out there, and some of it really doesn't maybe necessarily warrant a full episode.
No,
so
it's not much to say. It's going to take you home from work.
And if you need more episodes, patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Two bonus episodes a month.
And bonies.
No, they're not bonies. We appreciate it because we have to outsource some editing. Mm-hmm. So if you want to know where it's going to, it's us submitting to festivals, helping us with some editing. And you're like, you know what? If you're like, well, it's just two bonus episodes a month, but it's also like you're helping. So even if it's a dollar,
if you enjoy what you're listening to right now,
because
if you want it to stop,
because
we'll also take feedback.
Yeah, we take feedback, and we appreciate the review. We get some nice reviews on Apple Podcasts and Castbox. We appreciate it. I think we're still at 4.0, but maybe if you haven't given us
4.0, nice GPA.
Yeah,
we can get better.
If you want to give us 5 stars and a nice review, we will not be angry with you.
No,
I
will be
it.
Delighted.
We'll be delighted because we love them. But I do want to read a message I got on our Instagram, which is Ghost Town Pod from Lily Stitches.
Good name, right? Pretty good.
I discovered your podcast today, and it's fantastic. I just finished listening to your Action Park episode.
Yes.
And I'm messaging to say that it's the accurate telling of surviving Traction Park I've ever heard. My dad used to take me and my cousin. We were about 12 and 8. I was the younger one. She wanted to make sure. She's like, I'm younger.
Yeah.
That was very important
just
for
so
Lily.
You know,
I get it.
Lily Stitches, I hear you.
A lot in the early 90s. Here's a few stories. I mean, it's pretty, I'm just going to read a little bit of it. My dad put me on the go-karts completely alone. I just remember the attendant saying, one of them is go and the other is stop. Needless to say, I lost control of the damn thing and crashed pretty badly. Lily Stitches recalls
I love
Action Park. And I think she's from Jersey, so hello.
Is still one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah.
I talk about it a lot. If you have any information like that, please find us on Instagram, email us at ghosttownpod@gmail.com.
And it is a fail. So if you have things like that for our regular episodes or for Friday episodes, please ghosttownpod@Instagram or ghosttownpod@gmail.com.
And I don't think we've ever gotten to how much Action Park cost to get in. I don't think we got that concrete information.
$6.
You're just making, you said, last time you said a six pack.
No, you have to bring in, for Marlboro Reds, you cut out the UPC code. Yeah. Because it's also your chaperone.
You usually have to mail them in and then you get the tickets.
It's also your chaperone, too.
I would love to know how much this place cost.
If you have cement glue and plastic bags to huff when you're huffing glue or paint, that's your chaperone. Yeah. Do not go in alone. Is that amazing?
Oh, my God. I love that place. I wish I existed on the East Coast.
Well, how about this? I'll take you back to the East Coast.
Could you?
Yeah.
But how?
I'm going to take you to a little place called Woodstock 99.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Here's a little info on it. It's kind of within like an hour and a half of where I used to live. So it's, you know, going back to New York. Mm-hmm. Deal with it.
Back to NYC.
Well, outside of it.
Outside NYC.
You know Woodstock's not in New York City, right? That'd be amazing if it was. NYC City, baby. Yeah.
I don't know. New York State, New York City. I'm from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
It's all very similar.
It's very tall. It's a very tall state. Tall and dense.
It's true.
Like me. I'm just dense and short and fat.
You're more like an Ohio.
Ooh, yeah.
Who's in New York?
Round on both sides and high in the middle, baby.
Exactly. Well, like right in the middle of the country. You can't miss it.
Yeah.
But do you want to be there? Not especially.
No. But I'll take you there. I'll give you a little background. Then I'll get into the hot, sweaty deets, I guess. Between July 22nd and 25th, 1999, Woodstock 99 was the second large-scale music festival right after Woodstock 94 and Woodstock. So they, you know, they wanted to bring back 1969, and I think they wanted to not make the same mistakes they made last time around, especially people crashing the gates. So they realized that there were so many people and the security was lax, and it was very easy to like bring in beer and stuff and not, you know, rely on vendors, which can be overpriced.
Can always.
And will be. I believe these are like one of the events that really made that almost where you could get away with like charging, you know, X amount for a bottle of water.
Oh my God, awful.
It's things like this. It's still held in upstate, but it was in Rome, New York, about 100 miles from the original event. So it was not, you know, it wasn't near there, but they probably like, this is a better place. We already did Woodstock 94, so, you know, you're not going to get to Bethel or whatever. This one was at Griffiths Air Force Base, and the tickets were $150 each. I mean,
pretty reasonable.
If it's, you know, it's flat, you get like a lot
90s.
Of 90s. Yeah, a lot of 90s. You're getting a lot of 90s. I'll get into the bands in a second. I'm going to say, I think 94 had better. I think maybe because it was like, ooh, the first, you know, this is the first anniversary, so people were like a little more gung-ho to do it. And then it's like, what's like 99? It's like, all right, I could do it. I check my iCal because they had iCal.
No, they didn't have it. That's, we're just checking on you guys if you're listening.
Yeah, and you're not.
Yeah.
And so they had, they had to have more because I think in 94 they just had like 50 off-duty New York State troopers to do it. And that's, you know, you need pro. I mean, if you, as far as disastrous music festivals, the Rolling Stones at Altamont, where the Hells Angels were the security.
Oh, damn.
That did not go well either. That's another one.
No, that seems like a recipe for disaster. Yeah.
MTV covered the event. They were doing music.
News. MTV did news.
Yeah, Tabitha Soren.
Yeah, Kurt Loder.
Yeah.
Oh, man. When there was actual journalism.
Yeah.
I just watched Are You the One, the new season.
Okay.
They're gender fluid, so it's really progressive. Pushing that. Anyway, MTV still does do news. It's just in the form of dating shows in Maui.
Yeah. They covered the event, and it was on pay-per-view.
So pay-per-view?
Oh, yeah. They were like, hey, you know,
my parents never did that. They were like, that's a scam.
Yeah.
But I always wanted to.
It's not really it's a scam.
It's a pay per view, but it's really expensive. They're like, don't watch TV, read a book.
And now, with the
internet,
don't
tell me what to do. Yeah.
People will find a way to get it to you, or people are just streaming it live from there. I'll break down a couple of the bands and stages. They had the West Stage, East Stage, and Emerging Artist Stage. Interesting.
What artists emerged?
I don't recognize most of these names kicking it off. Like, I don't know who Frostbit Blue is. I'm not gonna.
If you are Frostbit Blue and you are listening, please comment on our Instagram.
Yes, please.
Dear God, make or yourself
if you
known.
If you know Frostbit Blue, if you know Rattle Basket.
Rattle Basket is an amazing name. Can someone make us a mixtape of this?
Like, now I'm going to, you know what? Now I'm going to read the ones that I wasn't going to read.
You got it.
KJ James.
Yeah.
What's up? Little Big Jam.
That's like Little Big Town's parents.
Yes. Dijoliba.
That sounds exotic.
Mm-hmm. Red Herring.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's just like, what are you doing here?
In Bloom, maybe a Nirvana cover band. I don't know.
It sounds like more of a Lilith Fair thing.
Yeah. Flip with two P's. Flip. They're like, hey, why don't we call it Flip? Like, sounds lame. What about an extra P? Oh, yeah.
Print it. Yes, Gold Records. It.
Yes. Now, here's ones that I've heard. Third Bass. You know Third Bass?
I don't know Third Bass.
It's like an old, like, mid-late 80s rap.
Okay.
White Guys.
Okay.
It's White Guys.
Oh, good.
The Gas Face. I'm getting very... very old right now saying that, but somebody out there probably heard him. Vertical Horizon.
A Vertical Horizon. Yeah, I know that.
G Love and Special Sauce.
Oh, hell yeah.
They're from Pennsylvania. I don't know if they're from Philly. The String Cheese Incident.
Oh,
I think that,
my God.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars.
Yeah. I mean,
funk then
if
was like...
If Parliament was not at your music festival, it was not a music festival.
No, it was just people making noise.
Exactly.
Let's see. The emerging artist stage. Let's see if they have emerged.
Yeah.
Immoral Fibers.
Is that a Christian rock band?
I don't know. They didn't. They were emerging, I guess.
That sounds like someone who would be on The Bachelor.
Simi?
Like the Valley?
No, which two M's.
Oh.
Chris Glenn, two N's. They just, like, doubling letters was like.
Yeah, double letters was the thing.
All right, now this one we've all heard of. Gary Durden and the Clay... Pimps, maybe? The name Gary Durden sounds familiar.
They're like,
though.
What about Gary Durden and the Pimps? And they're like, what if those Pimps were made of clay?
Shut up. Do it. Print it. And good old classic Johnny Rushmore. The fifth face of Mount Rushmore.
Who paid for this?
I don't know. I'm going to read them all now.
It's really fun. It's a fun time.
This is Rebecca's fault.
Yeah.
Because she enjoys it too much. We got Spitfire.
Uh-huh.
Oleander. What sounds
like these are just these are also just mall kiosks.
Do you like family bands? Sorry, I couldn't do it. Do you like family bands? Well, if you do, you might be a huge fan of the Umbilical Brothers.
I feel like I've heard of that.
Well, if the U Bros are out there, we definitely want to hear from you. Mo, all lowercase letters, heard of them. They're kind of, I think, might be in the jam bandy type thing.
Oh.
Lit, you're the band Lit. Where's the enemy? Like, they had Pamela Anderson in the video, one of their videos.
Still burning.
Yep, that's
please.
It.
Okay.
That band now is like alt country. Completely.
What?
Same name,
they
mostly
went
same
the
people.
Route of Hootie.
But even more country.
What?
Yeah, it's really kind of like, and it's not like bad. I like that kind of music, depending on what I'm really particular. Mm-hmm. But, totally different band. So if you're going to maybe hear that, you know, it's like...
Oh, my God.
And keeping the name, because they're just like, well, Buckcherry.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They love drugs. The Roots.
The Roots.
Yeah, still going. ICP, Insane Clown Posse. Oh, very important.
Hell, yeah.
Insane Clown Posse is very important.
Do you know Paul Dietrich? We have a friend who's a documentarian who his claim to fame is making Insane Clown Posse mini documentaries.
Yeah.
What a
they have a very strong, which I can appreciate, a strong, like, underground following that probably doesn't get a lot of praise, but I appreciate that subculture.
That is fascinating.
Yeah, I think I might not be like the demographic, but I can appreciate it. And I think they were classified as a gang at one point, according to the FBI, which I thought was interesting.
The FBI knows and understands everything.
Let's see. The East Stage. We're having some people doubling up here. Right. We got James Brown.
Okay, he's back.
Get funky. Yeah. G-Love and Special Sauce is like, we'll do another thing.
Yeah, they're like, sure.
Yeah.
We'll just come from the other stage.
Jamiroquai?
Fuck yes.
Yeah, dude, you know he's getting funky. The floor is moving, baby. Yeah. Floor is moving. A band that I've seen probably around that time, Live.
You know Live is coming back.
Yeah.
Live and Oasis.
Live actually has a
song. I saw Live in seventh grade, and it was like the coolest thing. I almost died.
I was divorced four times when I saw They had actually they released a track that they didn't put on the album Throwing Copper, which I thought was a great album. And that is that song has been released on Spotify, and it's probably one of the best songs on there. And I don't know why they released it. It's a really good, song. Check it out.
Oh my god,
DMX.
Oh hell yeah,
you know it.
I listened to DMX last night, actually. Yeah,
did you get yourself pumped up? Or
Digital Jukebox in the worst bar in Echo Park.
Okay.
Called The Gold Room.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right. The Offspring?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen The Offspring.
So much is coming back to me. Oh, yeah. You're saying it's like waves of nostalgia.
Korn.
Yes.
So you're getting, we're putting it together.
You guys know exactly what's happening. Bush, of course, was there.
Another emerging artist stage, F.O.N. Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Now this one sounds like a lot of fun. Linda Rutherford and Celtic Fire.
Or was it Celtic Fire?
Yeah, probably Celtic Fire.
Irish?
Maybe. Sounds like fun.
That's a pivot, I would say.
Sugar Daddy.
Sugar Daddy.
I probably shouldn't have ended with these. this one's good. Sticky Pistol. And Pistol spelled P-I-S-T-I-L.
What? They were just like, we're going to spell it this way, and it's going to be very alternative, very subversive.
And then Bijou Phillips. She's like, I'll do it.
That's great.
Yeah, she's like, oh, no, there's
it's
more.
It's like, I'm the daughter of mamas and the papas.
I guess Moby was on it.
Moby's
so
back.
That's pretty emerging.
Yeah.
Ben Lee.
Yeah, yeah. I know Ben Lee.
We got more. Oh, man. All right, I'm going to burn through these. We got Spitfire, Guster, Bruce Hornsby, Everclear. Ice Cube, Arabian Prince, and Reunion of N.W.A. And it doesn't have Eazy-E. It's not a reunion. Sorry. Yeah. Eazy-E's not in it. I don't recognize it.
He yelled into his own MacBook.
Yeah, he's not in it, no. Mm-hmm. And Snoop Dogg doesn't count. But you know what? They play the songs, yeah.
No, all right.
Los Lobos.
Hell yeah.
Mickey Hart from Grateful Dead, I'm familiar with. Chemical Brothers.
Yeah.
Tragically Hip, which are huge. The singer, I think, just died recently. They were so very revered in Canada.
Really?
In fact, so much that Michelle, when people would get her gifts over the years, and she likes music, they'd always get her a Tragically Hip CD. But they were a very revered band, pretty cool band. I mean, I don't know much about them, but they were...
I don't know much about them either.
Yeah, I'm just into
But if you're Canadian, tell us your stories about them.
Yeah. Kid Rock, very important to this. Keep that in your head. I know you're a huge fan anyway of what he has to say. And
ICP and Kid Rock. I am paying attention.
Yes.
Find us at Ghost Town.
Yeah. Wyclef Jean and the Refugee All-Stars. Pretty good. Counting Crows.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Matthews Band, DMB.
Yeah, you
Alanis
got it.
Morissette.
Hell yeah.
Limp Bizkit. Mm-hmm. Very important. Mm-hmm. Rage Against the Machine. Metallica. Okay,
nice.
So... And then... Oh, man,
God,
more.
Does it get more 90s than this?
Let's see. Our Lady Peace, Rusted Root, Seven Dust, Collective Soul, Godsmack, Megadeth.
Yeah, definitely.
Because metal in that time was still kind of finding their way.
Yeah, well, they were also, I think metal was finally pretty mainstream.
Pretty mainstream.
It was metal, heavy, hard rock.
They went very heavy, metallic.
Music was like that too. Bush was and Live were pop music, essentially, but they were so influenced by those things.
Yeah. They got Willie Nelson, Brian Setzer Orchestra, Everlast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Elvis Costello, Jewel. Creed featuring Robbie Krieger from The Doors. Mm-hmm. Why
That's
not?
Cool.
And Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Gotta.
Yeah. So there's more, but
I think you guys get a sense of what was going down at Woodstock.
Yeah. Are we at break time yet?
I think we are at break time.
Okay, let's do a little break. Cool down.
Short break.
Grab yourself a $9 bottle of water.
Yeah, exactly.
And come on back. And we will we'll get more into
it.
Yeah, we'll get more funky.
Yeah.
Is that what they got? Groovy and funky, right?
Groovy and funky.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
We're back. Great. First problem. What? Let's get into the problems.
Probs.
Yeah. You thought it was all fun and games. You're like, what can go wrong?
I was like, keep listing bands.
what if I was just
what
like.
What stage do I even start at?
What if I was like Tiger Shrapnel? Ooh, Baby yeah, and the Governors.
Like Mosey Joe's. Yeah. J Funk with 14 Ks at the end. Yeah. I'm listening.
Yeah.
For the first time, I'm listening.
Yeah, yeah. You're very attentive on this one. If I do list things, you're like very interested in lists.
I know.
When I tell you like, oh, here's what you like, here are the rules to get into this place. You want to hear those rules.
Yeah, I like rules. I do.
The temperatures were perfect? No, very hot. Extremely hot and unseasonable.
Yeah.
100 degrees.
Jesus.
Yeah, 100 degrees. And if you know New York humidity,
yeah,
it's not good. It's
like
brutal.
In LA right now, as we're recording this, it's maybe 80, mm-hmm. I would say. I am disgustingly sweaty.
Right. Jason, so imagine 100 degrees and probably 90% humidity. Yeah.
Yeah, and like, yeah, 90% humidity. Yeah. God, that is such a part of like upstate New York, too.
Yeah. And helicopters, maybe they're around.
It might be. No drones. Yeah. It was the 90s.
That was the 90s. Yeah, drones didn't exist. Only the Matrix that existed. Mm. You know, people were not prepared, so they didn't bring enough food. You can bring in food, but they either had to go into the town of Rome, which were not prepared. They were like, what's going on?
The Rome, Italy.
And then they had to go to the vendors, which would obviously... And understandably,
corn dog, how about $27?
Well, I have a couple of prices here, and I'll have you guess.
Okay.
If you want to have some fun.
I do.
These are $19.99 prices, by the way. Burrito, how much?
Burrito, let's say it is $15.
$10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at me.
But
Vanderbilt over here.
Yeah, I mean, but $19.99.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty bad.
That's 5 years ago.
Yeah, a burrito.
And I'm only 20, so this is great. hot dog / sandwiches, how much?
Let's say $6.
$5.
Okay.
Wow, you're just like, guys, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm eyeballing, baby.
I'm doing my food shopping here. This is great. A 10-inch pizza, that's probably like kind of
like
heated.
A personal pan?
Yeah, like, I mean, pretty, 10 inches is, like a personal, probably pre-made, and they have heat it up in a very, crappy way.
$8.
$12.
Whoa.
That hurt.
Whoa.
A 20-ounce bottle of water. And this is like I don't know if this is like...
$5.
$4.
Okay. I'm getting not better at this.
No. You're getting worse. You're like $90. A penny.
Yeah. A fraction of a cent.
Two hugs.
$2 million.
And the toilet facilities were perfect. More than enough for everybody.
Wait a minute.
Nope. Opposite. by the second day, overflowing, unprepared,
of course.
Not enough. And then more importantly than that, they were not being maintained quickly enough because everyone's, you know, drinking and eating and sweating and just a lot going on and a lot to process.
Yeah, keep your garbage from your very overpriced burrito. Yeah. You may need it.
Not enough water fountains. People were just breaking, water pipes that led to... Mudslides, which is disgusting because you're mixing. It's disgusting.
Yeah,
people think
you
know
I'm
just sliding
in
mud.
Where and when? No. You know where it's coming from, where it's going.
It's
just
you
like a
probably
shit storm
from
mudslide.
Maybe up the butt of your neighbor. You know what I mean? But seriously,
you know.
Now, Kid Rock.
Yes,
he didn't instigate anything. He's like, guys.
He's
just
like,
have,
I'm gonna
he's
take
like,
a nap.
Guys, take your vitamins and be
You're
in
like,
bed by 10.
I'm writing personal checks on the E stage.
Yeah. Kid Rock. He demanded the crowds pelt water bottles at the stage.
demanded it.
Maybe in kind of protest. So
even
if he had good intentions, it creates a thing where it's okay for you to act like this, you know? And listen, do I understand that people are probably mad and you want to break stuff and throw stuff?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm not like, it's not like, hey, listen, these corporations are trying, man.
Yeah.
But... If it helped, I'd be like, great. If every time you threw a bottle at somebody, a toilet appeared, perfect.
Yeah,
but if it's not doing anything.
No, also when an artist, a popular artist, is like, throw shit. Of course people are like, yeah, I will.
Well, because it's like,
I'm already
guys,
disgusting
like,
and mad and hungry.
Yell if you like this, clap if you like that. A call and response is already there.
Yeah.
And then it kind of sets the stage for everything.
Yeah.
Now, my man Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right? He doesn't wear his hat forwards,
was
by the way.
Was he dating Tara Reid at this point?
Maybe.
I think he might have been.
Yeah, he was... I actually look back at Limp Bizkit. And I really think that they got an unfair, listen, obviously very dated, mm-hmm. but they really did kind of make the rap rock thing pretty popular.
Yeah, they did.
And I don't think, I don't have a problem. I've never had like a problem with him. You know, you kind of see how people mm-hmm. act, and he always seems like to be an okay guy. I think like directs things, and yeah. you know, I think they still tour and do stuff. So
yeah, I mean, it's kind of like Guy Fieri in a way. Yeah, it's like, yeah. listen, he's yeah. fucking obnoxious.
Yeah, the but is he not hurting anybody?
He's not hurting anybody. He does his thing.
Yeah,
he knows his like branding. He helped people. He like cooked for people that were hurt in the fires.
Yeah,
you know, these people aren't like making the world a worse place.
No, where other people like, oh, because you're wearing like cool jeans, but like you're just trying to like bilk people for money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I don't. I'm not necessarily looking to, you know. Out these people for being bad. Is it dated and somewhat corny, especially
yeah.
now? And even back then, I was kind of like,
yeah, even back then, you're like, what are you doing?
A little bit, because, you know, I was like, you know, I was like, mm-hmm. I love new wave and like hardcore, but I like some like sketchy one hit wonder stuff,
yeah,
which now sure. is kind of like, no, it's not a guilty pleasure. It's just a pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
But he kind of riled people up. He mm-hmm. was like, don't let anybody get hurt, but I don't think you should mellow out. That's what Alanis Morissette is for.
Whoa.
That's shade right there. Because, in fact, Alanis Morissette, I don't think...
I wouldn't describe her as mellow.
No, I was like, she mad.
Yeah, she's angry and she's coming for us.
Yeah, so know? I was not probably the best. I mean, how many bands did I just list?
Yeah.
What about Frostbit? What about Flip?
What about like Wicker Basket?
Yeah, yeah.
What about DJ Sneak?
Yeah, DJ Sneakers and the Souls, you
what
know
about,
what I mean?
Yeah, what about... Candle Flicker.
Yeah. I don't know. What about them? Like, why are you going after Alanis Morissette?
Yeah.
If someone falls, pick them up, which is, you know, even in like the punk and hardcore, it's like, hey, listen, you know, get crazy out there, but if somebody falls down,
yeah.
pick them up. That's what he was saying during the song Nookie.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what that's about. We don't really know. We never will know
if you
what
have
Nookie
any ideas.
Is. Well, yeah, let us know. Send us a diagram. We already let the negative energy out. Now it's time to reach down and bring that positive energy to this motherfucker. Now, you know, I don't curse on here,
yeah,
generally.
Not me
but
either.
If I'm quoting, this isn't like, you know, this is an example of you like, oh, he said he cursed, so I'll do it 17 times just to offset things. Time to let yourself go right now, because there are no motherfucking rules out there. In contrast, partway through break stuff, Durst encouraged the crowd to be angry. So
whoa,
it was kind of like
the
a
shivers. But Fred, you know, Durst just gave me the shivers.
But here's the thing. It's like, it's not... It's his job to entertain, and, you know, if he says, get crazy, go crazy, mm-hmm. that doesn't mean it's like, well, Fred Durst instructed us to burn this place to the ground.
Yeah.
So you can't put that in him. In fact, there's been a lot of retrospect looking at it, and Ringer magazine, there's a quote, I don't think the riots should have happened, period. This is from Jonathan Davis from Korn. David said that was some bullshit. And there's a lot of cursing. This is... rap rock people. But
this
I think
rap rock in the 90s.
But I think Bizkit they don't got time to say limp. being blamed for it is because they were a heavy band. We were the outlaws at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was their fucking fault.
Whoa.
You think Korn's messing around?
Whoa.
You
dropping
know, I think
F-bombs.
I think a lot of some people in Korn are really super Christian, but you know,
yeah,
I don't know.
Too.
Here's another reason why you can't solely blame Limp Bizkit for the madness at Woodstock. The riots didn't happen after Limp Bizkit played it. That kind of set the mm-hmm. pace mm-hmm. to it. So like when people are like, oh, it's Fred Durst's fault because when he said that they rioted, it wasn't that. They actually occurred on Sunday, the final day around the time Red Hot Chili Peppers and Megadeth performed. Limp Bizkit, played the Bizkit. Night before. Yeah. So other things happened, but the fires, the looting of vendors, and the exploding refrigeration truck.
Whoa.
That occurred on Sunday.
Whoa, the Lord's Day.
Yeah, the violence escalated.
And on the seventh day, he rested.
Nope. I don't know if he rested on this one. Or maybe he did. He was like, I'm out. Listen, he's like, I got my $10 bottle of water. I'm good.
Exactly. Bye.
A group of peace promoters led by the anti-gun violence organization PAC.
Not led by Alanis Morissette.
Later,
Fred Durst.
Later renamed the Center to Prevent Youth Violence, had distributed candles to those stopping at the booth their day, intending them for a candlelit vigil. But I think people were like, I think we'll use this for something else.
Yeah, I'm going to light shit on fire and destroy everything.
So they were lighting fires during Red Hot Chili Peppers, but they were also using to start bonfires. Hundreds of empty plastic water bottles, which burned, are healthy and helpful for you.
Yeah, if you burn plastic, you will get healthier.
Yeah.
Ingest that those fumes,
and
please.
It goes up into the air. It's great. Like, whoa, it helps.
It's gone.
Yeah, and then...
Wow, it's like a shanty. This is like a Hoover Town mud shanty.
And then your children's children will be all the better for it.
Yeah.
And then after the Chili Peppers were finished, the audience was informed about a bit of a problem. An audio tower had caught fire, and the fire department was called to extinguish it. Looking for more fuel, some tore off panels of plywood from the supposedly security perimeter fence that supposedly you couldn't break, but they found a way because they wanted to keep this burning. ATMs were tipped over and broken into, which, I mean, that was pretty, I mean, ATMs were really probably pretty new around then. I mean, they were
like a time machine.
Yeah. I mean, kind of, they were,
maybe like 10 years new, I would say.
Like
Well, you think about like American Psycho. I think they were there for a little while.
Right.
But also like what? Okay. So you broke into an ATM and you have all this money. But you can't use it because it's like everything's looted.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they actually if they got into the money or not. But they tipped over and broken into. Mm-hmm. So whether they got money, trails from merchandise and equipment were forced open and burglarized, and abandoned vendor booths were turned over and set ablaze.
Whoa.
Yeah, and then it's time to bring in the big guns. New York State troopers, local police, other law enforcement arrive. Most had crowd control gear. I mean, they ride gear. Formed a riot line, classic riot line. I think most people were like, okay. You know, obviously some people weren't.
This is like Lord of the Flies. They're like, oh, we get it. This is bad. Escalated.
Well, I think once you start
Darren
to see like...
looted a time machine.
Once you start seeing paddy wagons and riot shields and
everything
else.
I'm just a guy... a graphic designer from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Yeah. I just want to see Linda Rosenfeld in the Celtic Friar.
You know?
Yeah. So the aftermath is not good. There's 4 alleged instances of rape.
Wow.
Yeah. Eyewitness reported a crowd surfing woman. I remember the story. Crowd surfing woman being pulled down to the crowd. Prepared and gang raped in the mosh pit during Limp Bizkit set.
Jesus.
So this is bad.
Yeah,
bad. This is bad.
Good.
Like this isn't just
good.
Like volunteer also appeared seeing a gang rape during Korn's performance.
Wow.
So I mean these I don't know.
Yeah.
This is just I mean
what
listen.
Disgusting.
Absolutely like, disgusting chaos and hope, you know, the people that did that, if they did I don't know. You know what
brought
I mean?
Brought to justice in some way.
Yeah.
Because again, you think of a music festival as a place that is safe too.
Yeah.
I think you bought these tickets, there's some fence. Like when things get to this point, you're like, this is really this festival's fault or whoever put this on, obviously. You know,
yeah.
I think it's easy to like take blame or place blame on the artists or, you know, one specific thing, but this is a maelstrom of chaos.
And information being exchanged at, I mean, if this festival happened today, like information would exchange a lot freer and quicker. But there's been plenty
photos,
of
we get more documentation.
12 trailers, a small bus, a number of booths and toilets were burned.
Mm-hmm.
6 people were injured. There were no recorded deaths at the concert site.
Mm-hmm.
At the concert site. At the concert site.
Okay.
At the concert site.
You keep saying that like there's deaths not at the concert site.
Yes, there are. There's one individual, David De Rosia, he collapsed during the mosh pit during Metallica's performance, and they tried to, they had medical, as festivals do.
Mm-hmm.
He treated symptoms, he had seizures.
Jesus.
And doctors suspected a drug overdose. He was transported to the Air Force Base Medical Center and then airlifted to Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up there.
Yeah.
Syracuse is up there. A little more than an hour after collapse, his body temperature was 107. The following afternoon, he was in a coma, and he diagnosed him with hypothermia, secondary to the heat stroke. So I guess,
your
body gets heat and then get cooled or whatever. He was in a coma for another day, and he died the next day or the day after. He reported the death as accidental, and the cause of death to be hypothermia along with an enlarged heart and obesity.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the best, when you're putting your body, again, sight unseen, you're putting your body through certain things. You don't know what it can or can't take. And if you, have issues that are dormant, or you just, you know what I mean, like you're heavy, or mm-hmm. you know, your body has to work a little bit extra to kind of combat those things. And his mother filed a lawsuit against the promoters and the doctors working the event. They had not enough Medicare, because there's 400,000 people, by the way. You know, and this is, I'm not trying to, this is in no way comparison, but only because I just, I rarely go out, and I was out last night. There's a festival called VidCon that I go to every year, but I went to one of a party, and what happens with these parties is that, you know, to get people in, they go, you know, they rigorously mm-hmm. screen people, and they have really great security. But I think there were certain points where people were really frustrated, because there's a lot of people trying to get in at once, and you know, they were probably like pretty well prepared, but also not prepared. Like,
yeah,
probably in hindsight, they're like, this would be a better way to flow. And you can start feel like after as time was going on, because it took me a while to get in. But the thing is, I was in no rush. I was like, listen, I'm mm-hmm. gonna get in. I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm not a kid or whatever, and I don't have an attitude. But understandably, people were, you know, wanting to get in, and I'm sure the people, everyone working there, wanted people to get in. And there's a point where you feel, but then there was a point that I was there, and there's a point where you feel it switch. And mm-hmm. I remember being there, I was like, cool. And then I felt, it's just, you just feel everyone around you, you feel the switch where the people start getting tense, and mm-hmm. they start pushing,
shifty.
And then people start screaming, mm-hmm. and the security's pushing back. And I felt that, because it's kind of like, you know, hustle bustle, and then you feel it, and then everyone else feels it, mm-hmm. and it starts a chain reaction. And fortunately, I mean, I got in at some point, and I think there's just some people that were not on the list, or they didn't have their ID, or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. But it was interesting where I was just like, oh, I physically feel this like getting, because it was a lot of people crammed together.
We're pack animals. Like we're animals. Like we will take on the general tone of like the people were around.
And you don't know who to blame, even when there's no one to blame, because there's a lot of hindsight. Maybe it's, you know, and with something like festivals like these, and festivals are so, I mean, you know, I feel like mm-hmm. more things are festivals than they are non-festivals. In a way, because
a festival right now?
Well, I mean, listen, I would love to, if Ghost Town did a festival, that would be amazing, because here's the thing.
Ghostface Killer?
Yeah. It's Ghostface Killer's festival?
Yeah.
Where it's just him.
I mean, we're not even headlining.
No. Where, you know, you have people together, and it's like, well, I came for blank, mm-hmm. but now I'm checking out blank, blank, blank. And when everyone does that, mm-hmm. it's easier to get more people to go.
Yeah.
Because if it's just this person, then you might be like, well, you know, if you stack this person with a bunch of other people, mm-hmm. Does that work in the world of stand-up shows or something like that? I mean, I guess maybe, you know. But sometimes...
there's like a breaking point.
There's a breaking point. So I think they kind of learn like, well, you know, we could try to do this on our own, or we could do a festival, and we're guaranteed, because maybe, I remember going to Lollapalooza, and I remember like, I'm not leaving the spot, and mm-hmm. I'm going to sit and watch blank, even though if I'm not interested in them, because if I leave the spot, because I know next is going to be Body Count, or whoever I wanted to see, because I went to the first four Lollapaloozas, and the first couple of, what do you call it, the Warped Tours.
Yeah.
So that was kind of like my thing. And, you know, metal bands have been doing festivals for years, and always been really successful, and it gets a lot of people together, and it's super fun, and you might check out some new stuff and things you didn't realize before, and get to see who you want, and everyone benefits. And if there's a band you don't like, what?
Just like go somewhere else, hit
go
another stage.
Get an $11 bottle of water, you know?
Exactly. I mean, so this was a huge success. They did another one after.
I think they were planning on like maybe trying to do, I just think the idea of like now, I think as far as Woodstock, and if I'm following that kind of culture, is just going back and revisiting Woodstock. Mm-hmm. People are now just still going back because there's documentaries are more refined and there's more information out there, and mm-hmm. people are giving interviews. People are just not really being like, let's do, you know, Woodstock 2096, where it's just a bunch of robots doing their
robots thing. Robots on stages.
So what are some of your favorite bands from Woodstock 99 to go back?
To go back to Woodstock 99?
Yeah, the ones I've read. Like, what are some of your favorites?
Faded Roots and... Twisted DJ Styles 3Zs. But my favorite one, I would say, is Crash Freak Brothers.
Ooh. Well, let's go get ourselves a $19 pizza and listen to Crash Freak Brothers.
Let's go.
you can live out your MasterChef dreams. When you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.